We did the Gemara from Chafei Malal all the way to the Mishnah Chavav of Malal after Rashi. Rashi Chafei Malal Amar Baya Kavoy Mine. So Baya says that he finds this conversation between Rabbi Yehuda and Rav Hirshia to be funny. So, Sumiya Matama Abaya, Rabbi Yehuda Rav Hirshia, Abaya is asking a question. He's finding the whole conversation to be a Tamiya, to be a questionable. Why? Kavoymine, the original question was, Leishi Shetetzi Pesach Tchilo. The husband's giving the get to whichever one comes out first. That which you're waiting to find out is up to somebody else to decide. Then he brings a raya. That's a Rashi's question. Yehuda brings a raya. Wherever the case of a get to whoever I want, the Hanotela Badas Atzim, which is up to the husband. So, how do you do that? Dilma Tela Badas Atzim, less than Brera. Maybe Tela Badas Atzim Brera doesn't work. Why? Dimina Asti Beresha, Gila Badaita Shahi Pesecha Shea Sifim. For the fact that he is saying this language, putting this condition on the in the get, he's indicating that he's not sure. Well, like, remember Hoover, so the rare works when you say later on the subsequent events clarify what was originally meant. The Mikara Daita Lahai. You can't say, well, I realize that this is what he meant, because he himself is clearly this saying up front, I don't know what I mean. So he said, well, now we know what you meant. No, we don't know what you meant. They're saying, I don't know what I meant then. I was indecisive then. I was told about Kerim, but a case where it's up to somebody else, he's saying, this is what I want. I want, this is exactly what I want. I want it to be for the woman who walks out first. I don't know who that is, but that's what I want. There's no doubt of what I want. Later on, we'll find out which woman that was. So that maybe it would work. So what's the rye from a case of that telebadas altar doesn't work to a case of telebadas acherim? So Rabbi said back, I don't see what your question is. If you don't hold the brera, you don't hold in either case. You do hold the brera, you hold it in both cases. So Masharshia asked Rabbi, that I see that Abaya is right, that we differentiate. Because if Yehuda, Rebbe Yehuda the Tana, by case of Das Atzma, he doesn't hold the Brera. In the case of Das Acherim, he does hold the Brera. So what's the case of Tala Das Atzma that he doesn't hold the Brera? Person buys Yami Ben Akusim, Kadim Gzeru. Eventually they put the Kusim, gave him a status of non-Jews, and you can't drink their wine. But before that, so the wine is, you're able to drink the wine. And he can't be mafresh right now. Why not? Very clearly, the hafresh tum is a maisis behen. He doesn't have a keli with which to transfer the wine out into to take off the tum and the maisis. The Tzarklich says he needs a drink now, he can't wait. Vekusim Geri Em is chashav lehu. They're considered Jewish. They're Geri Emes. Their Geris was valid at Geris. And therefore, the land, even if you hold that when a Goy owns the land, it takes up the Kedusha, and there's no Chiyuv Trumas and Maisus by the Kusim, that's not true. But, so it's Chayv and Trumas and Maisus. Vehen Chashurim al Maisus, Val Chuma. But we don't trust them that they take it off Chuman Meiser. You cannot drink the wine or any item of their a produce of theirs without being ma'aser and being tareh.
Well, look, we had learned earlier that, I mean, I guess it's just, maybe it's just one view that truths might just even apply for a guy.
So that's machlokes whether yesh kenyan or ain kenyan. You're saying, but even if you hold yesh kenyan, doesn't apply to yeah. Look how many words Ruben Maasrin, Kol Marfish and Shuma. So Demai, the halachas of Demai, a person buys produce from an Amoritz, he doesn't have to take up Shuma Gedolah, because all of Amoritzim take up Shuma Gedolah. Meiser, Roiv Amoritz take up Meiser. So Midoraisa, really, he doesn't have to take up that either. Chomer Mesakin, that he has to take off. Because then that's what the tikkun of demai is. The demai because it's only chashash rabban and mikra and the chachamim say we're masking the midrash. It's not really a problem. They put certain kulas into it, but over here that's not the case. This is abakuzim chashudim alakol. Okay, when circle aser vaday. It's not a hafroshes truma of demai. It's a hafrosha deraisa. So what does he say? He says, Shnelugan says, you're not dealing with a drabana, but you're dealing with a deraisa. Shnelugan mitech meya. So two lug of the 100 is ein shuma besoichi. It's shuma, but somewhere still in the barrel. I haven't taken it out. And then 10 is Meiser Rishon, and 9 is Meiser Sheni. So Tosis just points out on the math that he makes a machlokes. So if you have 100 lug to start with, and you take off 2, you have 98 left. So you take off Meiser, it's 1/10 of 98 is 9.8. So Morris says that it's 10. Doesn't mean actually it's 10, it's 9.8. Okay, now you've taken off 2 plus 9.8 from 100. You're left with 88.2. Now you take up 1/10 of that. So the work is, it's 8.82, not 9. But again, it's close enough that you call it 9. The Tosfos brings a sheet which says that that's not true. That you do not diminish the chi of meiser based on the hafrosh of truma, since midoraisa chi dachas with heresis a kri, the din of ayin yofa, ayin ra, and beninis is are based on psukim and novi. It's the rabbanon's. So midoraisa taking off one chi to path is the kri. So if they took more, does not diminish the chi of meiser. So even if he takes off two for meiser for truma. He still takes off 10, a full 10, for Meiser Rishon. So Midoraisa, he should be at the point of 90 after taking off Meiser Rishon. One chita for Truma, 10 for Meiser Rishon, and now he has to take off a full 9 for Meiser Sheni, because now he's down to 90. So we don't say it's really 9.8 and 8.82. Okay, so he takes off the Truma and the Meiser without designating them. So he says, because he can't say what's what, because then it's going to mix up in the barrel and he can't drink. So he says, what I'm going to eventually remove is Truma now, somewhere in there, and it'll be in his bar. Which one is Truma when I take it off later on? By definition, whatever he drinks is not that. Because that's not what he's going to take off later on. Whatever he drank will not be taken off later on. Right? So, he's not drinking shumar, he's not drinking meiser, etc. Umechel meiser sheni mechala b'dibura ba'almo sheyesh lo b'bayis. But he still should be mechala the meiser sheni. Even though we have a solution of removing it later on, but why not be mechalit the mashav shel the sakan lagamri yisakan? That way, you can come up with a final solution. You should do that. pshes miyad. Rameir says he can shik right away. The machu shakar shave yotzuloi midei tevel. It's not tevel anymore. Shemoytzi yayin l'shiyosei. Whatever wine he takes out to drink, one for the chulin. That's going to be this part. That's going to be not going to be the hafrasha. That's going to be the truth. That's chulin. Shiyelo kalim. Later on, when he gets the opportunity to actually take remove everything. Later on, he takes out the wine for chumba. That'll be in his bar. That was the chumba. The more is assuming, the last two breira. This is the breira which is up to him. And we're saying that Rehuda, Rehuda, Shimon say it doesn't work. Okay, so that's a case of the Rehuda says you don't say Breira when it's Telebadas Atzma. But we see that Rehuda, when it comes to Telebadas Acherim, you do say Breira. Mahi Boysen Yaman, because the Mishnah says, what's the status of the woman when he gives his conditional get? So what's her status in between the giving of the get? It gives her a conditional get that it should be effective from now based on something which will be in the future. Come on, Perek Misha Ochsoi. Ze gitter me achshav imati mechel lize. He says, this get is now to take effect now if I die from this illness. Raise a get. Imes mechel lize. So if he does succumb to this illness, so then the get is a valid get. So mahi kol yemei hachel lize. So we don't know whether he's going to survive or not. If he doesn't survive, retroactively, she is divorced. So what should be her status during this time? So, Yehuda says she's kadeshes ish to hold the word out. Im kayan hu achelis b'shuma v'im zinsa is b'chenek. So we can give her the status of a full-fledged wife right now, and retroactively, if something happens, we'll deal with the problem then. But the chimayis have a get. The tani reisha reis a get, but it is a gebal get. Where Rabbi Yehuda b'mahi boisin hayomim alma lepolig bereisha lorina get lachem misahu. So Rabbi Yehuda agrees that the get is valid because he said me'achshav, and he's not looking at it. Well, it's me'achshav based on if he dies, what time he dies, which then it's nisbarer. It's too late to be a valid get. No, it works retroactively. So it works retroactively based on the bearer of the future. He's being told in the Kodesh Baruch Hu, who will decide whether he's going to live or die. So, we say no, and that was his bar that the Sina was a valid Sina. Now, Zakrashi, so what you just basically said is that every Tanai seems to end up being a prima brera. So, like, why don't we find that in Shas that whether Tanoim work, she depends on a brera. I'm doing a chalois. Not sure whether it's effective or not, and it only will be decided whether it's effective based on subsequent events. So b'shas mice, it's not clear. It'll be in this bar later on. That's what Tanai is, and that's what Breira is. So why don't we tie in every Tanai into Breira? So Grashi, ve'inta kishar Tanoyim sha'odem master beget. this is a different type of tanai than many of the other, many, not all of them, but many of the other tanai which we have a get. She read all the kaimim, but I told the kaimim, kishamasna lehim, that the person, they're within the person's purview to do, and that's his intent. How we get them afraid, and it works. Because it's under his ability to do it, he's just saying that he doesn't want to get to be effective until X has been taken care of. Okay, so now he goes and takes care of X, or she takes care of X. He only wants to get to be valid if she pays him X amount of money. So it's within the purview of the individuals to do that. It's like putting a time, in a certain sense, even though you're discussing an action, that's a way to define, I'm clearly saying I'm willing that the get should be a get, just once X is taken care of. So take care of it, it's done. Correct. I think it still goes under Rashi's point. The parties involved are agreeing that this is what the conditions upon which the get it should be valid. So that's the understand. There's like that. That's the time frame of what I could say. That person says, the get is should only be effective in 10 days from now. He puts a zaman on the chalos of the get. That works. So instead of saying 10 days from now, he says only when X occurs. So instead of putting it a specific amount of days, he's saying when the X occurs, that's going to happen. That's a form of it's closer to the concept of Zman than it's the concept of Breira. Well, maybe X will never occur, but that's clearly that's not true, because that's the intent of the parties over here, that's going to happen. Right? He wants to give her a get, and she wants to get a get. She just has to pay the money. It'll take her some time to gather the money. So even if, then you come and say, well, it works retroactively. True. Well, so that's like, now it's a question of, but it's not a question. It's a question of how long it'll take to make this happen, not if it will happen, because that's basically the intent of the parties. So that's not the concept of bravery. Avahocha, the Ein B'yodoi, he has no knowledge at all whether he's going to die or not. B'shasa Tanai, who's Sufik, but tonight miskayim may a love, tonight will be fulfilled or not fulfilled without the person's control. We're not for the concept that you're able to make a chalois which can be contingent upon something. If there is a chalois which, when it's done, is questionable. That goes under the umbrella of Breira. So we hold Yesh Breira. That works. So if they were allowing this, means we're holding we believe in Breira. And so here's a case of Breira, which is Tala B'das Acherim. And Yehuda says it works. We had a case before, by the case of the wine, is a case of Breira, which is Tala B'das Atzim. Yehuda says it doesn't work. So bias. Rashar says is challenging Rava. You see, Abai is right. You're saying if you hold the braver, whether it's Talibat Asat or the Sakhir. And if you don't, it never works. Well, that's not true. Rehuda differentiates between Talibat Asat and Talibat Sakhir. And then Ravina asked the same type of question from Rav Shimon. Because Rav Shimon is also listed over here on record to say that the case of the wine doesn't work. Hodamoran, Lakach Yayin, that he says, Talbadas Atma, it doesn't work. And he says, Arani Boyalech, L'shem kedushin, he's marrying her through bia, contingent upon the agreement of the father. So the Tanna Kamma says that the kedushin is chal. Why? Because we have a separate principle. They know the Moshe B'Los to be Lusnus. So he's not going to do a bia, which might end up being a bia, which is not part of in the context of marriage. So if he's truly agreeing to the condition of the father, accepting it, he's putting himself in jeopardy of being stuck with a bia, which is not l'shem kedushin. We know a person doesn't want that. So we have to assume that even though that's what he said, but when he does the actual bia, he's being machled that it's nothing to do with the das of the father. So if his father never agrees, he's still willing to go ahead with it. That's Tanna Kamma. Shimon says, no. And therefore, when the father says, I doesn't want, but if the father agrees, it works. We don't know what the father is going to say. But when the father agrees, we say retroactively, the kedushin was chal from the time of the bia. But we have a act which is dependent on a beer or something later on in the future, which is not in the person's control to do, and it works. So you see, Rav Shimon doesn't hold the breira when it's with tola b'das atzma, and he does hold the breira when it's with tola b'das akeira. So these are both of these are questions in Rav. So he says no, that Rav Yehuda and Rav Shimon hold the breira always. Tola b'das atzma, tola b'das akeira. So why are they upset about the case of the wine? Then what's the problem with the case of wine? It should work. You hold a breira. A side issue. We're afraid that maybe Shema Yivoka Hanoid. If the container will break and all of the wine will run out, he'll never be mafresh. And then he drank 12 of the mafreya. Shrei loy hoover hachuma meyalim. The truma never came to a hafrash at the mivar. Which one is the truma? So what's under Meir then? So that's a side issue. They hold the Breira, they hold it would work. We're concerned they'll never get to that situation. And Meir says, look, she walk up, because she overly dekat. If it happens, you're right. You're not mechuyev to be chashish for that. You're allowed to go ahead and drink, assuming it's not going to happen. Excuse me. The Tosis, the bottom Tosis over here. It sort of touches on this argument, this point in Rashi, that Breira, the more is mixing together Breira and Tanai, which, if we're doing that, like every Tanai in Shas should be told in Breira, that's clear to Tanai and work. Well, let's work backwards. We have Psuki which tell me Tanai works. So, if Tanai is told in Breira, we have a Raya, the Yesh Breira. But we don't say that. Tanai is Tanai and Breira is Breira, but the more is confusing the two. So Rashi made a difference. So Tosis, Kimayis Avi Gita, Amayish Breira. Here's because the Dalva Gav the Tanai, who, even though it's a case of Tanai, Sark Breira, Kibishem Beyodai, Ubashat Tanai, Suffiku. But tonight, it's kind of a love. Bilam Mishum Breira Loi Habi Gita. So that Rashi said that different than some other types of tanoim. And here, which are in the Tanai is in the person's within his range of ability to take to do, and he intends to do. Over here, that's not so. And when it does happen, it's not him doing it. So it comes like this, that we really have three categories. We have the Gemara suggesting, like Rashi said, Rabban Aleph, a Telemadas Atzmai, so much is up to him, makes it Ein Breira. Telemadas Acherim is Yesh Breira. But Telemadas Atzmai, and it's Biyoda Lekaimai, and he tends to be Mekayim it, then that's even better. You don't need Breira for that. That's tonight. Right, that's basically, the Gemara is saying Tobadas Atzim is worse. Tobadas Achayim was saying Yesh Brev, Tobadas Atzim was saying Ain Brev. And Rashi was saying, well, over here, Tobadas Atzim, right? That's why he's not even Breira. Hadarab, the Gemara said before, that's the worst case, that's the most Breira type of situation. Teretz is, this is the case of Tobadas Atzmai, but it's beyond the Kaimam, but died to the Kaimam. So it says, you know, the truth is, I don't think this case is an issue of Breira. The truth is, in this case over here, we need Breira, independent of that, whether Tanoim need Breira or not, this case needs Breira. Why? That we say that the person's intent wasn't that it should take place retroactively from the time he gives the get, but rather it should take place a second before he dies. So now it's not a question of only an if, it's also a question of a when. So we're saying that the get takes place the rega before Misa, which alone means bar that that's the rega before Misa after the Misa. So that's already a braver problem. Making sense? Is that clear? I know the pun is there, but anyway, but the case of he's not sure if he's going to survive this illness. But the more so the case over there wasn't that he meant, and therefore retroactively it's chal from now. He meant the main point is he wants to not to be full to Yibum, so he needs the get to be effective. Mechayim. So he doesn't mean to say that it should be chal from now, which he might be married to her for another a month or two. He means the second before he dies should take effect. So it comes out when it's taking effect, the moment it's going to take effect, it will never be clear until something in the future will be mevarit. So that's but independent of the Tanai issue, there's a Breira issue. So I don't need to get involved in whether Tanoim or Breira or not Breira. Tanoim or not Breira. It's still a Breira situation over here because of this added element. So Zatoisa says, I don't need to come on to that. Pierce Bishop. So the truth is, the choice is in this case it does not need. I don't need to get involved in whether Tanoim and Breira are dependent on each other, because there's an added element over here. But Rashi is right. That I feel about tonight, Tzarek Breira. But the next case of the Gemara. Rashi, we have to come on to Rashi, because Haredi boil like Amanashi Eretz Shir Tzaba. The man's being boiled her on the condition the father will agree. That's simply an issue of a Tanai, and the Mor calls that a Breira. It's not Breira, it's Tanai. So you have to come on to Rashi, but it's Tanai, which is not Yad the Baal to be Mekayim. The Rebbe Balak Amanash Yitzahaba Chashal Kaman Breira. But that's all that is really is the case of Tanai. The answer is Tanoim, which are not Beyodu Lekaimam and die to Lekaimam, those need the rules of Breira to make them work. So Rashi's right. Okay.
So every case of
Tanai
has an aspect of
Reira. Potential aspect of Reira. But Rashi is saying there are many Tanoyim which function more along the lines of they parallel more a concept of a when rather than a how or a what. The Breira is there's a what question. I don't know what we're referring to. Is it this wife or that wife? Right? Is it this wine or that wine? Over here, we know what he wants to do. We know he wants to do it. He only wants it to happen after X has been taken care of. So it's more close. It's closer to a concept of a zman. When X is true, I want this to be valid. Now, will X be true or not? I don't know. But we intend to do that. So that's not a braver issue. You're not creating a chalois, which is questionable, because the intent is to do it. But a chalois, which is questionable, in a chalami, needs braver. Even though it's in the language of a Tanai. So we've expanded Breira beyond its original. The Kiddush of the case of Breira then is that I want to make a chalois which cannot take effect right now because there's something which is not clear on what is taking effect. So how can you make a chalois in something which we don't know what it's taking effect on? Well, I'll find out tomorrow which wife it was written for. He's writing again for one of the wives. Which one? Tomorrow's events will be mevar retroactively which wife it was. All right, that's a much more difficult concept of Breira than this case. The more holds it to equivalence.
Where are we saying
Rabbi Yehuda, Tosfos Divrei Meir, add in potential arguments where maybe Breira would apply or not apply. Tosfos Divrei Meir, Tosfos says, based on Shitas Tanoim in all of these different cases, we might have to make other ways to differentiate that the case of Truma is better than the case of Achen, Shechalku, which we also tied into the concept of Breira. Because Truma, he's saying explicitly that I'm being tireless in what's happening when he does the Afrasha. That'll be Mevar and Afreya. He's saying that explicitly. Because Achen, Shechalku, nothing was specified that there's any intent over here. So even if you hold by case of the Hafrosha, it works. You could hold out on Shecholko, have to be Lekuchas and not Yershim. That's one. It's in Tosfos Divrei Meir. Tosfos Rabbi Yehuda.
No, it is good.
The Rebbe Yossi is in the case of the Getz. That Rebbe Yossi agrees to that, and that Rabbi Yossi is saying over here that you say Ein Breira. At least the step of the Gemara. The Gemara doesn't ask. So the case of the get, say if you hold the difference between das at das acherim, like the Gemara says, so the same question you have in Rabbi Yehuda and you have in Rabbi Shimon, that according to Bayez goods, it will be the same thing. But according to Rava, how's it going to work? And there's another statement of Rabbi Yossi, which is not an issue of what's going to be the tumah popping, the barrel popping. So in that case, it says that in a case where it's a vada early sparer, it for sure will come to a resolution. That's better than a case where it's doubt. There's a possibility that it will never come to the resolution. So there, Rabbi Yossi holds you can't say breiru. But a case where it's definitely going to come to the resolution, even if it's not biyadoi, there Rabbi Yossi would say you say yesh breiru. So this is adding like a new madrega in the middle. This is a time which hold. I'll hold the breiru if I know vadi is going to be in his bar, but not if it's a suffix it's going to be in his bar. He's making a chalois, which the whole thing is just not clear it'll ever happen. That you can't do. But a chalois which will clearly be nisbar one way or the other, that's not a problem of bravery. That's the Torah introduces such a concept. Okay.